Natural Way, everybody. This is the show that exposes the chemical pushers, the environmental thugs, and the certified organophobes. Here to lead you for another hour of common sense gardening, the Doctor of Dirt, Howard Garrett.
Pretty good. My tea this morning. Welcome, everybody, to the show. The tea is orange peeling, organic orange peeling, of course, and a little fennel and a little honey. And put something else in there. What did I put? Something out of my garden. I put a couple of leaves of peppermint in there as well. It's kind of an interesting combination. Give it a try. I think you'll like that. Beautiful morning again this morning. We had a little rain here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I know a lot of you out there are having little bits and pieces, some too much, I guess. Hope the weather has been good for you for gardening. It has been around here. Beautiful time to do a whole lot of things, and we'll talk about on the show some of the things that I've had going on in our garden. Great time to plant permanent plants, woody plants of all kinds, especially trees. It's a good time for a lot of you to ease into the garden centers and pick out plants that are in their fall color, so you have a pretty good chance of knowing what you're going to get. Not perfect. You can pick out a plant that has a certain fall color at the garden center and plant it, and it can turn out to be a little different. But the odds are in your favor that you're going to get that color or something similar. So if you've been looking for specifically color, ease on in there, and it's a perfect time to plant anyway. Get that burst of root growth in the fall, a little bit of root growth during the winter, and then in the spring things will take off like they have been there for a long time. Have some interesting things going on Facebook. Check that out. In fact, I'm going to talk about a couple of those things as we get started here. We'll get to the phones pretty quickly, so give me a call at 866-444-DIRT 3478. We talk about landscaping, plants of all kinds, indoors, outdoors, herbs, vegetables, landscape plants, weeds, whatever you would like to discuss. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods, grain-free. They have a grain-free line in their arsenal, but everything in their plant, everything they produce, is devoid of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten. That's a big deal. Also, nothing in their plant, nothing in their products of the toxic chemical preservative nature. VictorDogFood.com is where you go to get more information, and I recommend going there because they have some great photographs of dogs. And speaking of dogs, our SPCA Dog of the Week is, well, let's see, bad news from last week. First of all, Buster is still looking for a home, and Buster was a cutie. So go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, click on the SPCA button of the week, and check out Buster first. We need to give him some help. Those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, this is the Dallas SPCA, just west of downtown Dallas. It's the Jan Rhys Jones Animal Care Center at 2400 Lone Star Drive near I-20 and Hampton Road. Their hours are noon to 6 p.m., 7 days a week. And also meet Carl. Carl's our new dog. Carl's two-year-old 44-pound hound mix. Got an interesting outfit on. You can check out the photograph on dirtdoctor.com. Click on the SPCA button of the week. He came to the SPCA on July 23rd, so he's been around there a little while. One reason is he was rescued from cruelty, so I'm sure they've been getting him back in good shape. He's had a rough past, but you'll never know it. He's happy and friendly and has enough energy to get around. He's a playful boy, loves to explore. He's also a hugger. He'll wrap his little paws right around you and give you a big hug. It says he's going to be a great find for the family. Carl, two-year-old, 44-pound hound mix. Check him out on the website there. Let's see, what else is kind of up in the air? I mentioned the Facebook. If you go to Facebook, go to our Facebook, which is facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. You can see some of the latest things that we've been talking about. And there's something a little bit interesting gardening-wise that's probably related to the weather. And that is my angel trumpets in the back garden have just now burst into bloom the last couple of days, just all at once. All of them came into bloom really late. And I mentioned that my peppers did too. And I put a picture of the habanero peppers on the Facebook site too. Beautiful peppers, big habaneros, and a lot of production, but they're coming in later than normal as well. We had a little bit of production early on, and now we're having huge production. Some of the people that are commenting on Facebook are saying the same thing, that their passion flowers, peppers, and various things, angel trumpet, are coming into bloom, into production kind of late in the season, probably weather related. Just enjoy it now. It'll last for quite a while. Also, there was a question on Facebook about the picture of my angel trumpets, and somebody asked if that was Datura. And no, Datura is different. Datura is the Jimson weed, or loco weed, and it's a little bushier. The flowers are smaller. They bloom at night primarily. It's really great for attracting the night active moths, the moths that help pollinate the night blooming plants. And it just gives kind of a nice fresh kind of flowering for the garden. It is poisonous. Brugmansia, probably toxic to a degree too. Some people are commenting on that. Again, if we eliminate all the toxic plants from our palate, we won't have very many left. It's best just to teach people, especially kids, about not eating anything that is toxic. And obviously, common sense there. And we've got some pretty good information on our website about it. And you can do web searches about toxic material. But again, if you eliminate everything that's toxic, you're going to have a pretty boring garden. We do like to have primarily edible herbs and vegetables and edible landscaping plants and plants that are useful for herb tea and things like that, like we talk all the time. But having a few things like oaks, yeah, and oak leaves have a level of toxicity. A lot of the bulbs that we grow do too. So don't try to eliminate everything that's toxic. But check that stuff out at Facebook and comment. If you have photographs of these same kind of plants in bloom or in different situations or different kind of results than I'm commenting on, send that to us, and we like to share that information. Also, we're getting into fall color time. Those of you north of us, some of my friends that have been to Colorado, I haven't been this year, said that the aspen were really pretty this year, maybe past peak there. But wherever you are, if you have any fall color at all, send us some photographs. Love to see what you have. We're going to be doing a little road trip, Judy and I, pretty soon, to try to catch some of that ourselves. So send us some information about what's going on in your area, wherever you are out there in the country. And those of you to the south, let us know what's going on in your gardens, where things are just starting to come into production, maybe. I've got two passion flowers. One that has been on Facebook recently, and we had a lot of conversation about it, is a white one, very, very unusual. And we're going to be doing some propagation of it, some stem cuttings, and try to make it more available on the marketplace. What the variety is, as I have mentioned, is one of those who knows kind of things. It's a pass me down plant. I got my start from Bob Webster in San Antonio, and we'll be passing that one on. But also, I planted a tropical passion vine this year, got it from a local nursery, and it didn't have any buds, didn't have any flowers when I bought it. And it still doesn't, and I don't know if it will, with this nice weather that we're having here, will be forced into having a little bit of bloom here in the fall or not. I kind of doubt it, especially since as a lot of you know, I don't have that much full sun at my place. It gets a few hours. It's in the driveway area, so it gets a few hours during the middle of the day. And so it may have some pop up. But what I'm going to probably do with it is dig it up and put it in a big container and put it in my greenhouse, my hospital greenhouse, over the winter, and then give it another try next season when it warms up. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, jump on board here. Give me a call. Got wide open lines for you at 866-444-3478. Organic gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever you would like to discuss. Our website is dirtdoctor.com. You know that healthy living is my mission, and while looking for the best products to use, I've found a new organic bar soap called Farmer's Market. Farmer's Market soap is made from a unique blend of certified organic ingredients, avocado, blueberry, shea butters, and natural essential oils. Farmer's Market is organic, no nasty chemicals get in the way of the natural goodness of the ingredients, and you'll love the luxuriously rich lather to gently cleanse your skin, leaving you clean and refreshed. Farmer's Market comes in several farm-inspired natural fragrances like lavender, lemongrass, basil, and blackberry. Hard to pick my favorite, and they're all great. Take it from the Dirt Doctor, Farmer's Market is outstanding, and it's been certified to USDA organic standards. Ask for the Farmer's Market organic soaps in your local grocery, health food, or drug store, and go to fmorganics.com or dirtdoctor.com for more information. That's fmorganics.com.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels, but did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body, and elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation.
Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and we've got wide open lines, so jump on here. You don't want to have to just listen to me talk the whole time. That would be unpleasant after a while for a lot of people. 866-444-3478. I was sent something the other day that I haven't had time to read in detail, and I've delinquent on that and several other things, but apparently there's some new data that is linking the colony collapse to glyphosate, to Roundup. That's a new angle for negative things about Roundup. Of course, we've been talking about that for a long time, all the various negative things about Roundup. And they're on our website. You can go to the library and look it up under Roundup, or you can go to the research part of the website, Texas Organic Research Center. You can do just an internet search, and it'll come up. It's all over the place, but we've tried to amass a whole lot of them on our website. One of our young listeners has done a paper recently about the dangers and the negatives of synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, and he's put together a lot of the links to all that information too, and we'll be putting that on Facebook and the website for you too. It gives you an easy way to find that stuff. But those of you that haven't gotten into it yet, that's right. We don't recommend synthetic fertilizers. This is the time of the year to do the last fertilization of the year. Synthetic fertilizers are soluble, and that's one of the main reasons we don't like them. And putting out a whole lot of it right now and then catching a rain, because we're probably going to be having some more rain here in the fall, a whole lot of it goes away. It leaches away. It washes away. A certain percentage of synthetic fertilizer volatilizes and becomes part of the air pollution, a very significant part of it. Organic fertilizers, on the other hand, can be applied any month of the year, and this is the time for the last one, the third major fertilization of the year. If you're just getting started, if you've been organic for a while and you've built reasonable soil health, biological activities rich, in other words, organic matter in the soil is good, directly related, those two things, you may not need to do three. You may not even need to do two. Some of the people who have been organic for a while will do one major fertilization, dry fertilization a year, and then supplement that. with some sort of spraying. Some people use just compost tea. Some people use compost tea with fish and seaweed. Some people use other mixes. The one we recommend highly is a mixture of compost tea or liquid humate. And for the people in the business, we really strongly recommend the liquid humate part of it, the humic acid liquid, because it's so consistent. You can mix up the same batch if you run out and have, you know, exactly the same spray program going on. If you're making compost tea, the brewing cycle, the weather, the raw ingredients that go in, your timing and everything will vary the final results of the compost tea. In most cases, all of it will be good, but it'll be different. There's also a logistical problem. If you run out, whether you're farming, ranching, or maintaining landscaping, if you run out, there's a problem about going and getting some more stuff. Just mixing the mixture that we recommend, that is the liquid humate, the molasses, the seaweed, the apple cider vinegar. That's called Garrett Juice. That's the Garrett Juice formula, which is on the website. It's in my books, all my books and everything. So you can make it yourself, or you can get the commercial products. And putting that out, especially on the plants that are still producing, you know, those fall plants that are coming into production right now, the winter plants, the cool season plants, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, and all that stuff that's just getting going. Very important for that. But any of the color beds, any of those kind of things, spraying liquid foliar feeding with the Garrett Juice mixture on a monthly basis is great. It's ideal and give you terrific production. If you don't have the money or the time or the inclination to do it at least once and you'll get some benefit. But if you do it on a regular basis, you'll see great benefit. But leave the synthetic fertilizers in the store, especially those that are weed and feed. We've written about weed and feed again recently about how bad they are. It's one of the things that the chemical guys and I agree on, is that the weed and feed fertilizers have no place in the market. I mean, they in horticulture and agriculture, they're designed, the feeding part of weed and feed fertilizers, the fertilizer part, and the herbicide part are not designed to go out at the same time. And so when you're putting out something where they're together in the same package, you're either getting the herbicide out too late or the fertilizer out too early, or vice versa. It depends on where you are and what you're trying to do. But then in very few cases would there be a situation where they would both be needed to go out at the same time. Let's see, there's something else related to that I want to tell you. Oh, one other quick thing so I don't forget it, because I forgot about this last week. There was an article in the paper, national article in the paper, and it was talking about the Midwest primarily, that there is a shortage of salt for some reason. I don't know where the salt went, but there's a shortage, and they were worried about not having enough for ice treatment this winter. Start thinking about this yourself and passing the word on to everybody. We don't recommend salt anyway. We think it's bad. We think it's a contamination for the soil and water and all that. What we recommend is volcanic sands like lava, decomposed granite, things like that. Any kind of sand works as well and doesn't contaminate. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be right back, and we'll go to the phones.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure black cow.
Black Cow composted cow manure is the perfect soil conditioner for our Texas soils. Black Cow enriches the soil with organic matter and helps retain moisture. Now is the perfect time to prepare fall flower beds and fall vegetable gardens. Getting the soil ready is your first step. Black Cow is fully composted, easy to use, and there's no bad odor. Fall is also a great time to set out new shrubs and trees. It's cooler and less stressful on new plants. Mix Black Cow with your native soil right in the planting hole. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Look for Black Cow in the bright yellow and black bag at your favorite garden center or home improvement warehouse. For more information, check the website, Black Cow, spelled with a K.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you and to the phones. I think I got everything I wanted to cover with you before we did that. If not, we'll work it in as we go. Let's go to Roanoke, Texas. Is that Sean? Is that Sean?
Yep, that's it.
How you doing? Listening on 660. Thank you, sir.
All right. Howard, we had I'd called in a few weeks ago, and we'd talked about the problems with chlorotic red oaks, and you sent out the newsletter, which covered most, you know, covered all the bases on that.
Right.
And one of the key factors on problems with the red oaks is the genetics of the red oak. And I was wondering, are you not kind of rolling the dice when you buy a red oak, I guess, unless you know the genetic history of that?
Well, that's a good point, to be honest with you. I was talking to Bob Webster about it yesterday on his show. We visited about it. He recommends that people not buy Schumard red oaks down in the San Antonio area. And I was telling him, I've been involved in this for a long time. Back when I was in the landscape business, I got into it. I don't know what caught my attention about it, but I started seeing this problem years ago, you know, when I was just first getting started. And back in first year I was in the landscape business was like 1972, 2, 3, you know, back in those days. And I was seeing this problem popping up way back in those days. And I started trying to talk to people about it, and it kind of fell on deaf ears for a long time. And then a lot of people that bucked me finally came back around and told me that they had been watching, and lo and behold, they had to admit that I had been right about it. When you go to buy a red oak in an alkaline soil area, like we are in a lot of Texas and like, you know, other parts of the country are too, when you buy a red oak, the red oaks that could be in the store under the name red oak could be Schumard red oak, Spanish oak or Spanish red oak, Texas red oak, escarpment red oak. There's four or five other names. If you look at our website on dirtdoctor.com and look under red oak, you can see all of the various common names that are out there. And here, the biggest problem is, you're right, genetics is such that you don't know what they are for sure. They're so promiscuous, they crossbreed so easily that almost every red oak that you buy that's on the market out there is a mixed breed of some kind. And so how much of the genetics does it have that will not allow it to grow in alkaline soil or not? You know, you don't know for sure. What I try to teach people, and we had it in the newsletter, and people can go and see the newsletter if you don't get it, it's in the archives, but that straight trunk, the pointed top, the horizontal branching off of that straight trunk, and the drooping limbs on the lower part of the tree are a dead giveaway. If you've got that, you got real heavy amounts of pin oak blood in the red oak, and it's a problem. If you live in East Texas and acid sandy soil, or in Oklahoma or Midwest or wherever where there's acid sandy soil, that pin oak grows beautifully. But if you're in the black and white soils or any other alkaline soils, they're not going to live. The best place for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to see it today, if you want to see the best example of it that exists right now that I know of, go down Woodall Rogers, north of downtown Dallas, and look at the red oaks that are in that park, the new park. They're crossbreeds, and they're in trouble. So, yeah, the safest thing to do would be, and I was, as I was talking to Bob about it, he said, well, maybe the best thing to do is to buy Chisos oaks and the Cambi oak and things like that. I told him, I said, Bob, I got a Cambi oak in our experimental gardens that's showing trace mineral chlorosis right now, just like a pin oak. Now, it's not real bad, and sometimes with the organic program, building the life in the soil, the biological activity, and lots of compost and lots of organic matter and everything, you can reverse it if the mixed breeding is not too heavily weighted on the pin oak side. You can pull the plant out of it in an organic program for sure. But to be perfectly, I couldn't guarantee you that I could go to a nursery and buy a red oak and be 100% sure that it was going to be perfectly healthy in alkaline soils. I'm pretty good. I can come awful close, but I can't guarantee 100%.
All right. Howard, I had one other question about the bedding. I am about to put a flower bed, or I guess it's not really a flower bed, but bed in my front yard, and it's going to be centered around some red yuccas and things along those lines. And I've contemplated utilizing some sort of gravel mixture in the bed, and I'm wondering if that's going to be overly counterproductive, because I don't know how. The good thing about mulch is it breaks down and replenishes, you know, organic material into the soil, but if you put some sort of gravel for bedding over the dirt in the flower bed, is that going to be counterproductive to putting organic material in the soil?
Well, I like the shredded native tree trimmings better, but lava gravel, not lava sand, but lava gravel and decomposed granite are two pretty darn good mulches, and especially when you have a xeric type of a garden, you know, where you really can get away with less biologically active, healthy, perfectly prepared soil, that's not a bad way to go. The only thing that I warn people about with that is if they make the mistake, which some landscape people recommend, of putting plastic or weed-blocking fabric under those gravel mulches, you're going to have a problem on down the line. It's a waste of money, for one thing. It doesn't work well, and the solid plastic is really a problem. So just make sure you get all the weeds out of there as you possibly can, and then mulch with the hard material. And I'd say it's, from a horticultural standpoint, it's 90% as good as the shredded native tree trimmings on the Xeric-type garden, you know, the real low-water kind of garden.
All right, great. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. In fact, my neighbor right across the street did that, and the other thing they did that caught my attention there that I thought was pretty good was that they planted the various Xeric plants, and they've got four nerve daisy, and they've got salvias, and they've got some yuccas, and they've got this, that, and the other thing. They planted them farther apart, and if you're going that route, that's a pretty good tip for you, because a plant in a Xeric garden, a low-water garden, will have a root system that's much bigger than its top, kind of like a tree grows, you know. And if you maintain that zone for each plant to have that room to reach out rather than intermixing with all the other plants, in that kind of a garden, it seems to work better than planting things close together. Gwendolyn in Arlington's on 662. Hi, Gwendolyn.
Good morning, Howard. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a twofold problem. One, I have gophers and moles in my front yard that I, all of a sudden, they're there. I haven't been here long. One morning, there was a gopher. You see the entrance where they dig a plug, and the plug is left there, and then the tunnel underneath the ground, and you can see it very visibly. And then it went from the yard into the flower bed. And some of my plants who were doing well have just sunk down in the, you know, from the tunnels that it was dug there. So I couldn't figure out whether it was gophers or moles.
Well, it'd be unusual to have gophers in Arlington, but it could be.
Okay.
Moles
okay.
would be more likely, but gophers eat plants and moles don't. So if they're eating their plant, pulling the plants down the ground, you may have some gophers there, Gwendolyn.
Okay.
The good news is you have that beautiful red sandy soil there in Arlington, or you wouldn't have those little beasts. What I recommend to you is go to the feed store or the garden center or wherever you shop retail and find repellents, and they'll all have some version of repellents that contain hot pepper and or castor oil. And those are the repellents that seem to work best on those little beasts. The other thing you can do, and you may have to do a web search for this, there may not be any in the retail stores, there are devices on the market, quite a few, that you plug into the ground. They're on a stake usually or something that you can actually push in the ground, and they run on battery power or solar power, and every few minutes you can set them on different settings, I guess. They rattle or produce a vibration. Maybe some of them even put electrical current out, but I think that the vibration and the noise is the important thing, and those things work. Now, how many you have to put out to protect an area, I don't have any personal experience with that other than what we did at my dad's place 20 years ago over in Pittsburgh, Texas. We used one that was on a stake and had a little solar panel on the top of it and didn't even need batteries or, you know, plug it in or anything. And it worked great. And we set it to vibrate every, I don't know, 15 minutes or something like that. And it ran the moles completely away from the garden. So
I tried to order one, and they said that it was illegal in Texas. They couldn't ship it to Texas.
A one that vibrates?
Yes.
Man, that's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Who did you try to buy it from?
It was out of Michigan, I think.
Oh,
I can't think of where. It was out of a magazine.
Well, I'm glad you told me because I'll look into it and see what the deal is. What you might do in the meantime is go to some other mail order places. One called in California called Peaceable Valley. And they have a huge catalog and all kinds of good stuff. Arbico in Arizona is one that may have one in their line. Just look at different mail order catalogs in different states. I bet you'll be able to find one that'll ship it to you. There may be some strange law there about that I don't know about, and I'll need to look at it. But I'm sure you can find one somewhere.
Okay, may I ask you this? I tried Gopher Scram. Have you heard of that one?
Yeah, the Scram products actually advertised with us for a long time, and we saw some real good results from it. But
it worked for 2 weeks, but then now I went out today and one is back.
Okay, well, that's the problem with the repellents. You have to keep doing them over and over.
Okay.
Don't know if Scram is still easily found on the market or not. But that's the nice thing about those vibrating deals is that they last for a longer time. And when I come back, listen on the radio, and I'll tell you about another way to go. Howard Garrett, be back after this.
Maestro Grow, the makers of great organic fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now making Garrett Juice Pro. Garrett Juice Pro is for use on all your crops to improve the soil and plant roots with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, hydrolyzed fish, and beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it in garden centers, feed stores, and hardware stores. And for more information, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
Crazy water is so good, it's crazy. Here's the crazy water tip of the day. Hydration. As sunny days get longer, it's easier for your heart to pump blood through the vessels when you're properly hydrated. Plus, athletic performance can last up to 33% longer. Crazy water contains over 11 minerals that help with hydration, recovery, replenishing your electrolytes, and more. And crazy water does it all naturally. Get some at Whole Foods, Central Market, and other crazy good stores. DrinkCrazyWater.com for a store in your area.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Dirt Doctor is back with you. When you hear somebody hang up, call at 866-444-3478. Regina in Dallas listening on the internet. Hi, Regina.
Hi, good morning again. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I was just going to mention the event that was coming up so I'm glad you called.
Well, good. We're getting closer to it, and
yep.
I'm excited.
She's talking about the fluoride meeting, which is at Winfrey Point. For those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Winfrey Point is at the White Rock Lake, and it's October the 20th.
That's correct.
What time is it?
7 o'clock, and we have room booked until 10. Because we had, Sheffy, when we talked about it, he said, that long? And I go, well, we have two extremely knowledgeable doctors coming, and I think there's going to be a lot of questions and answers, and I think we're going to use most of all that time.
Yeah, so. I hope a lot of dentists that have been in favor of fluoride will come and listen to all that. But anyway, that's when it is, and people can come and learn a lot from these two guys. One of them was a doctor that used to recommend fluoride highly and is changed his tune, so that'll be an really interesting one to hear.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, I asked him about that. He said it took him about 4 years. He said people kept telling him, and he'd kind of look at it. He said, but it's really, really hard when you've learned something and you believe something to kind of change and go against your profession.
It's kind of like those guys that went to universities and learned how to use synthetic fertilizers and pesticides.
Yes, it's just hard. I mean, but, it's funny. One of the things I saw recently was a poster, and it was dentists prefer Viceroy's because the filter won't stain your teeth. So, it just goes to show dentists. It was a poster, and it was saying that, there's a lot of things that at the time they think it's a good idea.
Oh, they used to recommend cigarettes for a calming effect, for being good for you to relax and all that. That's enough on that. If people are interested, I hope they come, and it's something you definitely need to be open-minded about and look into. And we'll
We'll put information following up on the website and on our Facebook as well.
Good. Can I ask you about bitter lettuce?
Yeah, please? I saw that you had something else. That's why I wanted to make sure we got that in. What's your situation there?
Okay. So now I've been doing this now about 3 years, and I go to Redentis all the time. And so I either start the seeds from the plants from seeds, or I'll buy the plants from Redentis. And I don't understand why they're bitter. And it's a variety of lettuce. In this particular time, I'm using the same soil and the same water and the same everything. Is there?
Well,
thought maybe it's mineral.
Bitterness is related to sweetness and versus bitterness is related to two things. Well, three in plants. One would be varietal, you know, what varieties you use. And we'll assume that the ones you bought and used were fine. The second thing is timing. You've got to have the cool season plants maturing in cool weather. If they mature in pretty hot weather or less than ideal coolness, you'll have bitter taste. It's very consistent there. And then the final thing, which is more of a long-term deal, and you've been organic for a while, I assume, haven't you, Regina?
All organic. That's
yeah,
all
so
we do, from
this,
the beginning.
This
from
shouldn't
the beginning.
Be an issue with you, but it would be for some of the other people listening, is that if the trace minerals, especially copper and zinc and boron and things like that, the trace minerals are not available to the plants, you won't have as good a taste, and that comes from just being organic. So your problem is timing.
Timing, huh? That's the same thing with the radishes.
Timing is a thing.
I'm in the process of totally getting your book, so I'm so sorry. I saw it, and then I didn't press the button. I was too busy to order it, but I'm going to get your book.
Timing thing, and also the easiest way to solve that problem is plant a succession of plantings. When you plant something, you think you've done it at the right time, it's a good idea to do another planting. You know, keep some of the same seed and plant again in a couple of weeks. You see what I mean? That's especially good with carrots and radishes and things like that. But it will work with spinach and greens and other things as well.
Okay. Right. And one last thing, because I don't want to hug you. I posted a picture of my habaneros, and they've been on there for a month. I mean, the peppers have been on there
That's
a long
great.
Time.
Good job.
But they're not turning at all. Like, they're lime green.
Well, that's kind of what I saw. I saw little peppers and green ones. I've got a Tabasco. I think it's Tabasco. Kind of a tall pepper at my office. I think the last time I looked at my notes, that's what it was. And it still hadn't produced any at all. And it's covered right now with flowers and little buds of fruit. So my lima beans are just coming into production.
Yeah, mine too. But my lima beans only got two in each pod. Is that normal? I mean, I've never grown lima beans before.
No, it's not. Usually you have more than that. You usually have three or four or five. So.
Huh. Well, anyways, I've kept you a long time, and I'm so happy I needed to call you for fluoride because now I'm addicted, and I'm going to be calling all the time.
All right.
Okay,
thank you, Regina.
So much. Bye-bye.
Right. And for those of you who are hearing that for the first time, I don't want to argue about it or anything. You either believe in it or not. I think it's a toxic material. We've got a situation in Dallas where we've already got a certain level in the water. If you drink the regular drinking water, I don't. We drink filtered water at our house and take it all of that stuff out. But if you do believe in using fluoride, that it makes your teeth strong, prevents cavities, and that's your business and whatever you want to do. I'm not in that camp. And this meeting is going to be all about that situation from doctors, one who's changed his mind, one who's been that way a long time. October the 20th, Winfrey Point, Dallas, Texas at White Rock Lake. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, got another hour coming up. Don't go away. The website is dirtdoctor.com.